Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Tina Bachmeyer, your host this morning, and I'm joined in the studio with Kenley Jackson, the program director for Sitka Arts and Science Festival. Good morning, Kenley.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for being here. And I also have Susan, and I don't know how to say your last name. I'm sorry.
Schilling Law.
Good morning, Susan.
Oh, thank you.
Susan is a presenter for one of the workshops that's a part of the Sitka Arts and Science Festival. So happy to have you both in the studio this morning. Kenley, can you give us a little bit of an overview of what is the Sitka Arts and Science Festival?
Sure. It's a festival that's a week this summer, so this week, and it's a partnership between Sitka Fine Arts Camp and the Sitka Sound Science Center. And the camp has been running programs for youth for about 40 years, and adults keep saying, when do we get to participate? So the Arts and Science Festival is our answer for that. And it's an interdisciplinary program so that we can work with our partner, the Science Center. So it's based around 5 workshops this week that we have participants signed up for. There are 40 people from out of town that are there, and there are 20 locals that are participating as well. And in the afternoons, after the workshops are over, we do excursions to get people out exploring the wilderness around Sitka. So we went on a wonderful boat trip yesterday. And then every evening we have a lecture series and a concert series. So it's at 7 o'clock at the Otis Theater. So those events are open to the public for a $5 suggested donation. And tonight we're going to hear from climate scientist Rob Dunbar and photographer Betty Cedarquist.
So Susan, you're leading one of these workshops. And what do you have on the agenda?
Well, my workshop is called Breaking Through, and it's looking at John Steinbeck, writer Ed Ricketts, marine biologist, as well as a circle of people who surrounded them. Jack Calvin was one of the friends who was co-author of Between Pacific Tides, Ricketts' book, and also Joseph Campbell and Robinson Jeffers. And Joseph Campbell came here to Sitka with Ricketts in 1932. So that's kind of the core of the program. But we're talking about the intersection between arts and sciences, writers and artists and scientists.
Is this something that you have been, is this like this intersection of arts and sciences in this way? Is this something that you've been interested in for a while?
Oh, for quite a while. Actually, I'm married to a marine biologist, so that helps. And we met in Sea of Cortez, which Steinbeck and Ricketts wrote about. But I think it's increasingly important that when we teach literature, that we also look at some of the problems today, ecological destruction being one of them. And Steinbeck and Ricketts address that. And so we kind of look at the ways that they talk about issues facing the world.
And Kenley, why do you think that this is, why is it important to talk about this intersectionality?
Well, I think our world exists, you know, at the intersection of many different things. And often in education, we sort of separate them out to look at just one part at a time. And then when students, whether they're youth or adults, go back into their daily lives, it's not as straightforward as what they've possibly learned about in the classroom. And I think the other interesting application for interdisciplinary work is that you get to really tackle questions that involve many different pieces of the world, and that's just helps people think about them in a more creative, open way.
Have you had experience with this intersection or being interested in sciences and arts?
I think my life is an example of this. I studied biology when I was in college because I was so interested in the world and learning about systems and how we think about the natural world. But I'd always been interested in art my whole life. And so now this week is just the perfect week for me because I get to do both.
And Susan, you were mentioning before that you're also a professor, a college professor, but are these participants, are they like adult learners or are they more younger in the workshops?
It's really delightful because it's a mix of ages from maybe 20 to 93. And so I love teaching with that cross section. We can, you know, obviously learn and bring different perspectives to our discussions. Teaching adults is wonderful. These are very well-read adults and prepared to do most anything. As I said, we're going into the intertidal today. The 93-year-old as well, even not too far. And going to look at, you know, intertidal animals, but they're very, very enthusiastic group.
What kind of intertidal animals do you expect to see this morning?
Probably some sea stars and anemones, you know, barnacles, snails, things that you might not notice if you go quickly, but we're going to go very, very slowly and then write about it and do some sort of experiential learning, looking at everybody picks a certain animal to write about.
And have you been to Sitka before? Is this your first time?
I've been here two times before, but very, very quick visits. So it's wonderful to be expansive and to be a part of this camp. The camp is just marvelous. I tell people about it, and they said, I've never heard of that before. So it's just because it brings together, there's music in the evening, and then we have artists, and we have scientists. So, and we talk about ways that you can come together in really creative ways. So it's wonderful.
And Kenley, what other workshops are happening this week?
So Rob Dunbar is a professor at Stanford in the ocean sciences, and he's teaching a geology workshop called Fire and Ice, which is exploring why Baranoff Island looks the way it does and what the potential is for change here as the climate changes. Kathy Hawker is a scientific illustrator who's teaching field sketching. Betty Cedarquist is teaching the art of photography, and they're taking photographs, and then they're also learning to manipulate their photographs to look like paintings. And Abel Ryan is a Tsimshian artist who's teaching a Northwest Coast formline design class, both exploring some elements of carving and getting out in the community and learning history and about that art form.
And you mentioned that there are evening programs throughout the week that are open to the public for yes. suggested $5. Are all of these presenters going to have an evening?
Yeah, so we've got an exciting night tonight with Rob Dunbar sharing his work. He's the geologist. And then Betty Cedarquist is also sharing her photography tonight. Tomorrow night, we partner with the Uncommon Music Festival, and those are the musicians that have been performing for us each evening, and they are doing an entire evening tomorrow night. These are all in the Otis Theater on the Sheldon Jackson campus. And then Wednesday night, Susan is sharing her work along with Kathy Hawker, the scientific illustrator.
And how are you feeling about presenting, Susan?
I'm looking forward to it. I like talking to people. The title of my talk is going to be Breaking Through, which was, and I, Ricketts wrote essays, and Breaking Through is basically a kind of holistic perspective and putting parts together. He was very interested in intertidal communities, and he inspired Steinbeck to write about, you know, communities in the world. So that I'm going to be talking about that intersection and exactly what he meant by breaking through and why it was so key in 1932, the ideas of breaking through and coming to some kind of holistic awareness of experience inspired Joseph Campbell, John Steinbeck, Ed Ricketts. They were all working together. So it was a very exciting time, sort of a year of, as Joseph Campbell called it, our year of crazy beginnings. So he was very much influenced by working with Steinbeck and Ricketts.
Have those works of art and science connection, has that impacted the way that you see the world?
I think definitely it has helps me appreciate the natural world more fully. Steinbeck has a great quote at the beginning of Sea of Cortez, which I'll paraphrase, but he said, you break a small piece of coral in the intertidal and that doesn't matter much to anyone. Then he says, the Japanese shrimp boats are dredging the Sea of Cortez and that doesn't matter much. And then this takes place during World War II. He says, and the great bombs are falling and the stars are not moved thereby. And he ends, either all of it matters or none of it does. And I think that sensibility to think about the smallest action and the most profound action that humans take really influences me, because I think we have to watch our small actions and be attentive.
Kenley, is there something particular that you're looking forward to in this week?
I think I'm so excited for it all. I love the evening presentations because it's so much fun to dive into the work that our faculty do. Last night we saw masks that Abel Ryan had made, but we also got to hear the stories behind making them and the people that influenced his work. So the evenings are a great way to get connected with the faculty and just have your mind blown with new ideas and ask questions as well. They're always question and answer afterwards. So it's a great time to get to interact with the faculty as well.
And Susan, is there anything on your bucket list or that things that you want to make sure that you get to see or do while you're here in Sitka?
I just want to walk more. I love walking around and hike more. So afterwards, we're staying for a couple of days. And my husband is a squid biologist, so he wants to go squid fishing and hopefully catch some squid. So I may go out with him in the boat, and then he wants to fish, so I will fish with him as well. So looking forward just to experiencing the environment. place.
And if people have any questions or want more details about events, how can they get more information?
They can call the Sitka Fine Arts Camp office at 747-3085. And we also have a festival website, sitkafestival.org, and that has the schedule of events.
If you are just tuning in, I have Kenley Jackson, who's the program director for Sitka Arts and Science Festival, and Susan Schillinglaw, one of the presenters and workshop leaders for the Sitka Arts and Science Festival, which is happening this week. So you can call the Fine Arts Camp for more information, or you can go to sitkafestival.org. Thank you both so much for being with me.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.